Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome into Mix Sunday Mornings right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. What a day to have a show, Easter morning. Man, I'm so excited because, well, let's just get started in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you sent your Son, Lord. It's not just for today because it's Easter, Lord, but for every day you sent your Son to us. Not to just die on a cross, not to be stuck into a tomb, Lord, but to rise so we could all have everlasting life through that powerful resurrection name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to be with our listeners this morning. Wrap a hedge of protection around them. Lord, for everybody here at Radio Alabama that's going to join this show this morning, thank them, Lord, and I thank you. Thank you for the artists that will be playing today that stand for you, Lord, that stand for that name, that mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Easter morning, whatever it means to you, whether it's going to church, if it's the one time you go to church a year besides Christmas, go to church. If it's your weekly routine, get up and go to church. If you're going to hide eggs, spend time with family. But most of all, let's just be thankful that God did send his Son, Jesus. Let's get right into the music. It's For King and Country from the Inside Out, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. And yes, it is. It's Easter morning. It's not 3 days ago when all hope was lost. It is today when the King rose. Hey, let's get right into our Radio Alabama family. I'm so thankful, as I mentioned before, that we have several that have stepped up to tell us, to tell you what Easter means to them. The first one is our own Mr. David McCurley.
And this is David McCurley, voice of the Childersburg Tigers and from McCurley in the Morning on Kicks 100.3. Easter is very, very important to me. You know, when Jesus was born, Christmas is a very, very sacred holiday about his birth, and rightfully so. But to me, I think Easter is a little more important because of the resurrection. You know, his being able to be born again and sitting at the right hand of the Father gives me hope that if I believe in him and I live my life true to Jesus Christ, you know, I'll be with him one day. And that's what I'm looking forward to. And I hope you do too. I hope you have a wonderful Easter from all of us here at Kix 100.3 and the Tiger Sports Network. Believe in him. Happy Easter.
Thank you, David, for that. What an inspiring message. And yes, we have so much to be thankful for. You know, Christmas, we celebrate the birth. And Easter, we celebrate a rebirth because it is our ticket. It's almost like the game Monopoly. You know, win $200, pass go. I mean, he paid all of that for us, so we could have eternal life, and went through all of that. And we'll get into a little bit more of what he went through, because it's not as like we call it Good Friday, but it really was not a really good Friday. But he did it because he loved us. Let's get right back into the music. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Here we go. That was Phil Wickham, Your Love Awakens Me, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, thank you for tuning in on Easter Sunday morning. Let's get right back into our Radio Alabama family, who's wishing you a happy Easter and why Easter means so much to them. Up next is Miss Jada Holland.
Hey, I'm Jada Holland with Radio Alabama, account representative, and I enjoy my Easters just getting to be with friends and family, all the great robin eggs that are out there for sale. And it's a great time to focus our energies on Christ and what that means to us. And I just, beautiful time of year, and can't wait to hide some Easter eggs.
Thank you, Miss Jada. And yes, it means a lot to us because it's that family time that we do have. It's one of those times of the year. It is almost like a holiday where families will get together and just spend a good time, put the Easter eggs out. Usually we all have something good to eat, which we're all thankful for. But again, we are so thankful that God sent his son and that he went through all of that. And as I mentioned before, it was not a good Friday. It was a bad Friday. I mean, our Christ was beaten, whipped, spit on, had to drag his own cross, a crown of thorns pressed upon his head, nailed to that cross, speared in his side. And he did it because he loved us. And he didn't have to do that. As I read something earlier in the week, all he had to do was call upon the legions of angels that he commands to just to stop all of it. And he didn't do it because he knew he had to do it to crush sin and pave the way for us. Hey, thank you for listening. Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Let's get back to the music right here on Mix 106.5. That's Chris Tomlin, Holy is the Lord, right here on Mix Sunday Morning on Easter Sunday morning. I hope you're getting up, getting ready to enter into a house of praise. There are many of them here locally and all around us. You know, there's so many churches in this area, you don't realize it till you get out and just drive around. We have so many options, and I hope you're choosing the one that feeds you the Word of God, that is not ashamed to read the Word of God, live by the Word of God. So, happy Easter. Get up, get ready for church, and let's get back to our Radio Alabama family who has graciously spent time to tell us why they are thankful for Easter. Mr. Mac Howell.
Hello, my name is Mac Howell. I'm the business manager at Radio Alabama, and I need to tell you what Easter means to me. They say it's a minute or less, but you know, I could take all day and all night. But I just want you to know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and the Bible tells us that he died for our sins so that we may be saved. And it's overwhelming what Jesus has done in my life. But me and the love of my life, Brenda, have two daughters and two son-in-laws and four grandchildren, fixing to have a great-grandchild. And they are all Jesus lovers and Christians. And they all know that Jesus died to save us from our sins. And Easter is a special time in a Christian's life, and especially in my life, because you just can't outgive the Lord. There's no way. I've tried and tried, but you can do it. And that's what Easter means to me. Hello. My name.
Preach it, Brother Mac. Thank you for that message, man. That's what Easter means to Mac, and that's what Easter means to a lot of us. So thank you for sharing that it is. We cannot outdo what Jesus has done for us. It doesn't matter where we go in companies. It doesn't matter how much money we have. It doesn't matter how nice of a car we drive. It doesn't match. Nothing on this earth matches up to what Jesus did for us on Calvary. It's unfathomable. You cannot imagine it. We can watch the Passion of the Christ to get the closest glimpse of what it may have been, but I believe it was even more horrific than that. What anybody could do to an innocent man. But there was better news coming, and there were better days ahead, and it was only 3 days later. It was Easter. The stone was rolled away. Man, happy Easter, guys. Mix Sunday Morning. That's Hillsong United, Another in the Fire, another great song right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Say thank you for tuning in. Let's get back to our Radio Alabama family, who was gracious enough, as I said, to sit down and record a segment for you on what Easter means to them. Mr. Michael Giddens.
Hey, I'm Michael Giddens, reporter and producer for Radio Alabama, and to me, Easter is just a great opportunity to get together and gather with family and friends, but also it's a really special time because it focuses the world and the country on Jesus Christ. A lot of times during the year that doesn't happen, but it seems like at Easter everybody's thinking about Christ and his resurrection, and so that's a great thing. And also on a lighter note, for me personally, Easter just means we've finally hit warmer weather and baseball season has really kicked off. So that's what Easter means to me.
Spot on, Michael. You are right. It is the one time of the year besides Christmas that the focus is on one person, and that's Jesus. And that should be our focus every day. But I kind of snickered last night. I was driving around listening to music in the car, and I was on a station out of Birmingham that plays, let's just say, kind of the same music that Mix 106.5 does. But the show that was playing last night, they were playing songs that all had the word heaven in them. And it hit me. Even the world cannot deny him. They may want to talk around him, but they know deep down inside, this world knows, Satan knows the power of Jesus, the power of the resurrection. Don't doubt that in your life, no matter what you're going through. Jesus is the answer. God bless you. Happy Easter. Let's get back to some music on Mix Sunday Morning. Jen Johnson, Goodness of God, right here on Mix 106.5 and Mix Sunday Morning. What a song, The Goodness of God. If you get a chance, jump on YouTube, pull that video up of Jen Johnson singing the song live. If you don't think that Jesus doesn't live inside of us, not only can she not just sing, but you can see it. You can almost feel it come out of her as you watch her sing that song. And that's the way we should live our life, no matter what we do, giving it all to him. Up next, from our Radio Alabama family, wishing you a happy Easter, is Miss Rebecca Young.
Happy Easter. Hey, it's Rebecca Young from Kicks Country. What Easter means to me is new life in Christ, and new life all around us. I mean, just look around. It's spring. Leaves are emerging. New plants are emerging. A lot of animals have their babies in the spring. Easter represents new life to me.
Thank you, Miss Rebecca. Yes, it is. It is celebrating the new life. And it's kind of funny. If you read your Bible, you know, the Old Testament, there was God. And God always provided a way for everyone. He performed just miracles from heaven. But then the game changed when God sent himself, his son, to earth to be one of us. And man, how we treated him, that is, it's really pitiful, pathetic to think that two people stood in front of a crowd and one of them would go to the cross and one of them wouldn't. You know, the criminal stood up there, but everybody was screaming for Jesus to go. An innocent man. Thank goodness that wasn't the end of the story. It was just the beginning. God bless you. Happy Easter. Let's get back to the music right here on Mix Sunday Morning. City Light, not yet I, but through Christ in me, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Happy Sunday morning, and thank you again to our Radio Alabama family for stepping up and to tell you what Easter means to them. And now I'd like to tell you, I'll use these next two segments here, to tell you what Easter means to me, and I'll just break it into two different things. And the first one, I'll start with my favorite, because I told you last week, it is about the Christmas, about the Easter story, but it's not exactly what you would think it is. Yes, it is the resurrection, but for today's world, for me right now, I'm thankful that he's not on the cross, and I'm thankful he's not in the tomb, because he can't be found on either one of those, because he's coming back for me and you. So he couldn't be there. He couldn't be still on the cross, and he couldn't be found in that tomb because it was all part of the plan, because he's coming back victorious one day. And again, it's going to be about the same way, you know, because on that Friday, Satan thought he had won, and Jesus crushed it on Sunday. Well, see, now we're back in that same scenario. Satan, he thinks he's won this world over. And if you want to just get into it, you think, yes, he has, because it is his playground right now. Where I've said before, where everything is just okay. You know, people expect you to be okay with whatever they do, however they live their life. Well, there's a way to live, and I'm not here to judge anybody, but there's a way to live, and it's in the Word of God. And if you don't live your life by the Word of God, you're living outside the Word of God. There's no in between. Let's get back to the music right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Elevation Worship, Resurrecting, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. That's Matt Redman, 10,000 Reasons. Right here on Easter Sunday morning, it's Mixed Sunday morning. I can't believe the show is almost over. A few songs left, and I guess just a few more words, because I told you the last break, I was going to tell you what Easter meant to me, and I was going to break it into two parts, and you heard the first part. And now the second part, what I love about the Easter story is that, see, we're going to go through bad days. Okay, we're going to be treated unfairly. Things aren't going to go our way. But we have to hold on to faith. And there's a better day coming. And even though sometimes those days seem like they'll never end, the sun still shines. And as I mentioned before, it's going to shine real bright one day, because it's not going to be the flares from the sun. It's going to be the brightness of the glory of the King of Kings coming to take us home. And he went through all of that so he could do it. From the cross to the grave to the redeeming Savior that is going to split the sky wide open. I hope you're ready. I hope your family's ready. I hope you have a happy Easter. Thank you for listening. I'm Greg Wyckoff. I'll see you next week. When I can't find the word.